Thursday, 19 November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I hope you're enjoying this series of studies. My heart is certainly blessed from the Word of God as we continue our thoughts of meeting the man. Saul of Tarsus met the man Christ Jesus on the Damascus Road for his salvation. Now we're going to find that he meets the angel of the Lord on a stormy sea that will prove to be his physical salvation and that of 275 other people with him. We saw in the last broadcast the danger of sailing on a south wind. They supposed that they had obtained their purpose. They had landed at a place called the Fair Havens. It didn't suit them as far as accommodation was concerned. They said, we can just move on down the island, sail on down beside the island to Phenice. Man, they got a lot better accommodations down there, but they never made it to Phenice. Dear friend, it's really a tremendous lesson for us to learn. There's a tremendous lesson for us to learn. We better be careful when we begin to substitute convenience and comfort for safety. They were safe at the Fair Havens. They were not safe when they went back out to sea. They were blown off course, and they were caught up in a storm that was called Euroclydon. Now, they worked hard. In verse 16, the Bible says, and we had much work to come by the boat. Evidently, it was an all-hands affair. Not only the crew that sailed that ship, but they were using everybody. And I heard a tremendous message just recently. I'll tell you, my heart was greatly blessed with it. We wonder sometimes why we don't see a revival, why we don't see a real turning back to the Lord. In 01, after the World Trade Centers were bombed, there was some interest shown, and more people were attending church, seemed to have a more interest in spiritual things, and that soon wore off. A few other incidents came and went. But you know, I believe, as I heard just recently, and a tremendous message, I believe that it's going to take much more before we see a real breaking, a real humility, and a real turning to God. These people were now working hard. They had much work to come by the boat. They did what they could. The Bible says in verse 16, they used helps and undergirded the ship. They straight sailed. If I understand that right, they took the sails down and straight them, tied them up, because they had to simply let the ship go, so to speak, on its own. In verses 18 and 19, they lightened the ship by casting the tackle out, and the Bible said with their own hands. I mean, here's the crew, and here are the people. Anything that wasn't tied down or necessary on the ship, they were casting it overboard to try to give them more buoyancy in this storm. And finally, in verse 20, they just gave up. The Bible says, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. There's a process here. I think you have seen it. First of all, and by the way, these are not ignoble things to do, but just sometimes they're not sufficient. We had much work to come by the boat in verse 16, used helps and undergirded the ship. They straight sail. They lightened the ship by casting out the tackling with their own hands. But you see, that wasn't enough. No, that wasn't enough because they were trying to survive a storm that was much more powerful than their abilities. And you know as well as I do, and we'll get to this, I hope, later, but we find ourselves at times in storms of life that are so much stronger than our abilities. I mean, we do what we can. We kind of do what these folks did on that ship. They worked hard. They did what they could. They straight sailed. They lightened the ship. But in spite of all of this, there came the time, as we read in verse 20, that all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Ah, dear friend, that's when we really find out whether our faith is real or not. But also, let me say that that's when we'll usually find the Lord is going to do his marvelous work. You say, Preacher Bill, what do you mean by that? Well, let's look at the lyrics of this beautiful song by Annie J. Flint, entitled, He Giveth More Grace. He giveth more grace as our burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength as our labors increase. To added afflictions, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, he multiplies peace. And I think about this verse particular. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. Fear not that thy need shall exceed his provision. Our God ever yearns his resources to share. Lean hard on the arm of everlasting availing. The Father, both thee and thy load, will upbear. And then the chorus of this beautiful song. His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. His power no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Again, that's He Giveth More Grace by Annie J. Flint. What Paul and them were experiencing is what we read in verse 2. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. When we come down to verse 20, the Bible says, and all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But all we find now, the truth of what Annie J. Flint wrote and what our Lord wrote so many, many years ago when he said, fear thee not, for I am with thee. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. All right, in Acts chapter 27 now, on this stormy sea, when all hope is taken away, all the efforts of man has been applied, didn't work, all the logic has been used, all the mariner's experience. By the way, nothing wrong with using all that, but there comes a time when it just won't work. It's just not sufficient. Then, hallelujah, the man comes on the scene. Let's read Acts chapter 27, verses 21 through 26, and we'll get as far with it as we can today. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. But now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe, God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. Now, when this angel of the Lord came to Paul, the storm was still raging. It was no doubt still dark. I mean, as far as man was concerned, there was just no hope, but in the midst of the storm, I love that song, He Giveth Peace in the Midst of the Storm. Hallelujah. What a great truth. And here Paul now is testifying that there wasn't going to be a loss of any man's life. Why? Because there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. How blessed they were to have this man of God aboard. We're going to find out just a little later that all the prisoners' lives would be spared because of one reason, humanly speaking. Paul was on board, and the centurion Julius would not allow them to kill the prisoners because they would have had to kill Paul as well. I believe one of the greatest insurance policies that any community can ever have is to have a good fundamental Bible-believing church. And I believe that having a man of God, a woman of God in our midst, somebody that knows how to communicate with God and somebody on whose hand the Lord is one of the greatest insurance policies we'll ever have in this world. Pharaoh learned that God blessed him for Joseph's sake. Those kings over in Babylon learned that they were blessed because of Daniel. And dear friend, that great truth holds true today. Well, Lord willing, we'll take up where we're leaving off here, Acts chapter 27, verses 21 through 26. In the meantime, I trust the Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. And let's thank our Lord that he comes to us in the midst of our storms and tribulations. Please join us next broadcast if you can.